This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Last Dance. Now the proud property of CBS Chicago. He is Marshall Harris.
Marshall, tell us when you took it personally.
To what personally?
We got to put out. You should have started the show with an iPad in your hand, going back, watching all.
No. Look, I'm not MJ. I'm not Will Perdue. I'm none of those guys from the Last Dance.
Did you freeze out Isaiah Thomas?
Listen, I want y'all to know I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. I love Sacramento from the bottom of my heart. This community has been so welcoming to me. And, you know, it's a chapter that closes, you know. That's all it is. A new chapter, same book. Nothing's changing, for real, for real. Like, I just won't. Look, when was the last time I saw y'all?
Man.
I ain't seen March in a minute.
It's over a year and a half ago.
What's really changing?
Let me tell you something really funny about Marshall, my interaction with Marshall. I might have said this on the radio. I know I talked to Marshall about it. But when he first came, there was a discussion going on Twitter. This is back when I just had the podcast. I was just a guy on Twitter. And there was a discussion going on the podcast about, I think, high school sports or sports coverage or something like that between a couple different networks. And Marshall, you know, he was basically hitting them with like, hey, go check the numbers. You know what I'm saying? The numbers speak for themselves. And I got on there and I was like, well, to be honest with you, I don't really like y'all coverage anyway. To be honest, y'all need to step your game up or whatever. And he might have said something. He didn't, you can imagine how Marshall is. He didn't really say nothing back or whatever. And I ended up going to King's Media Day. And I kind of felt bad about what I did. And I saw Marshall and I was like, hey, Marshall, what's up, man? Kenny Caraway. I just want to introduce myself. He's like, what's up, man? How you doing? He's like, I don't know if you remember me. I kind of got at you a little foul on Twitter, man. I just want to say, man, my bad. I apologize. I was kind of out of pocket for that. And Marshall goes, man, I wasn't tripping off that, man. That ain't nothing. That ain't no big deal. We talking. As a matter of fact, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make this better. And if somebody sees where it could be better, let me know. And we're going to work on it. I said, man, that ain't nothing. I ain't tripping. And ever since then, I was like, that's a cool dude right there. That's the way to handle stuff like that. And I never forgot that, man. He was all good.
It's so funny because I really don't take anything on Twitter too personally or whatever. But somebody did come at my girl, Sarah. Like, from another television station in the market, and that's where I had to lay down the like, yo, we don't know you, you don't know us, keep my name out your mouth, keep my girl, like, you talking about me, that's fine, you know, but you get that familial going, that daddy thing. You can talk about me all you want, but if you talk about my peoples, we're gonna have some problems. And so I had lashed back at social media, and people thought I was harsh for that, but I was just, if you don't talk about us, you won't get talked to. It's very simple. It's look, social media is social media. Mm-hmm. Spit out into the void and then get mad when something comes back at you. Mm. That's all I'm saying. So
you don't get mad often.
Marshall Harris.
Nah, get mad over what. Look, control the things you can control. That's like, if everybody did that, we'd be in a lot better situation in our mentals every day.
You're one of the most, like, even-keeled people. Like, even, like, whether it's on the show, whether it's at the newsroom, even when someone isn't doing the things that they're supposed to be doing to allow you to do your job, you're always right here. You're always like across the board. You never get overly animated, even when people put you in a position of being behind.
Well, that's not necessarily always true. I get what you're saying, and I appreciate that.
You hide it in front of company, then.
I definitely keep it in front of company. I definitely try to keep it together. But look. Here's the other thing is, you got to understand, I have a troll mentality. So when you have a troll mentality, you just kind of like, you take the good, you take the bad. It's like, I'm out here trolling. I don't know what might happen to me. People who like to troll can't handle the fire when it comes back on them. But I can handle fire when it comes back on me, because if you're a troll, like, you expect it to come back on you. That's the beauty of it. And that's what makes it fun. That's what makes sports fun. It's, you know, whether you're online like we are right now on the radio, terrestrial, whatever, or if you're in person in a barbershop, like chopping it up, watching it. Complaining about what's going on in the game that we're watching. As long as you have the mentality of a troll and understand that you could get trolled back, you're going to be fine, because it's not going to catch you off guard, and you're not going to get in your feelings.
Right.
Do I get in my feelings about sports, about anything in life, you know? It's like, that's been one of the perks of not dating during the pandemic. Never got in my feelings. Not just me by myself, cool, chilling. But now that we're going to Chicago,
oh, they be in their feelings in Chicago.
Listen, I might be back in my feelings, because the world is open again. And I'm about to see how I get out here and be like, hey, what's up? Let me get that number. Let's go do some things. A lot of people concentrate into a very small geographic space, so I will be putting my social skills back to use. In fact, some of my friends are trying to talk me into doing something I've never done before, which was get on a dating app.
See?
Before, but we might take that route. Look,
It's interesting. I may or may not have been having a discussion last night about your dating life that you had with someone when you were at my house probably an eternity ago. So
that was a crazy conversation.
I'm just saying, because you said it like, is Marshall like leaving? Like, yeah, like leaving? Yeah, Marshall leaving. Like, he's going to Chicago. But you've only been like, I met you right after you got in SAC, because I already knew Sarah. And right. I don't remember if Joe came before or after you, but I feel like I knew Joe too.
No, Joe and Sarah both were here before me. They were here briefly before me. And then amen.
And so you've only been here, what, 3 years?
2.5 years. Yeah. January 9th, 2019.
It's got to be tough, though, to – you talk about – I mean, obviously, the pandemic and the world ended. And that's, but it's difficult. Like, you're coming from Philly to SAC. Right. And, you know, I'd always got the vibe that you like it here, but you're a guy who advances your career. Like, it's not like you're going from Sacramento to Long Beach. You're not going from Sacramento to Bakersfield. You know what I mean? Like, our guy is going to freaking Chicago.
Chicago, man.
It's about movement. In the media industry, the sports media industry is tough. How do you now you're talking about signing up for dating apps, man. That's a tough road to walk.
I feel like everybody else does it. The only reason I really haven't done it before is because, like, I just feel like you cannot contain this in digital form. Like, you need to in real life to really understand what you're signing up for. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I meet you at the park, the grocery store, a bar, a restaurant, wherever, you're going to get full me.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just like some pictures of some still photos of me and like a couple of witty one-liners, because don't get it twisted, they would be witty one-liners. I'd be writing my ass off. You know? Can I say that on TV? I'm sorry.
You can say it. It's okay.
You get the draw. And so I'm like, funny thing is, Damien, year one when I was here, I was like, year one, we're not doing anything extracurricular. We are going to get this sports department where it needs to be. And in year two, I will explore the finer side of Sacramento. And year two comes, and that pandemic was just like, you doing what? What? You mean who? So I was like, all right, we'll just chill. So it's been a great year of introspection, namaste, and just kind of, you know, namaste in the house and see what happens. You know,
that's what we do. You didn't get a chance to, like, really, well, maybe you did, but you said the second year was when you were really going to get out and see Sacramento. How was that coming from Philadelphia to Sacramento? And maybe it helped a little bit because you're from Huntsville, right? So you,
yeah.
You're from Philadelphia and you went to a place like Sacramento, so you understand a little smaller place. But how was that Philadelphia to Sacramento? How was that transition?
The biggest difference that hit me right away, Philadelphia, Sacramento, like I used to work till 1 a.m, right? In Philly, we had an overnight show or a show that taped at like 1 a.m. And I could go get something to eat at a good restaurant like after that.
Mm-hmm.
If I work till like 8 o'clock, I can't go to a restaurant. Like everything shuts down at like 8:30 maybe at the latest. And that's
what you
really getting used to. What'd you say?
Where do you go? 8:30?
Come what do you on, mean?
We ain't Utah. We ain't Salt Lake City. You can get
Yo, I want you to check your favorite restaurants and see what time they close, Kenny. Check
you
your
can you can go sit down somewhere at 10 o'clock. At 9:30, you can go sit down somewhere.
Mm.
I think you're gonna be really disappointed when
you check that out.
I think you're gonna be real disappointed when you go check that out. Now, even now. So that was like the biggest thing, maybe. Other than that, I was good. Like Sacramento, it was good. I found a gym comparable to my old gym in Philly. I found the people were super nice and friendly, just like the people in Philly are super nice and friendly. It's a lot of it is the energy you put out is the energy you get back. Mm-hmm. And I've always tried to put out positive energy. And when I interact with people I don't know, and when I interact with people I do know, then I'm energy might not always be that positive, but you get what I'm saying. So like Sac was great to me. Like it was really, Sac was good. My biggest thing is I didn't get to enough places that I really wanted to visit and hang out in as often as I would like, whether that was the Bay, Tahoe. I did hit up Sonoma and Napa several, many times. So that I can't complain about that, but yeah, just wish I had more time to explore when the world was open. That's all.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320 KIFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento and Odyssey Station, and driven by Lashers Elk Grove Dodge. We're live on Twitch. We're live on YouTube. We're live on the Odyssey app. We're live on 1320 AM. And in 10 minutes, we've got your next opportunity to win $1,000. It's the last dance with Marshall Harris as we send our big brother off to Chicago. And so let's throw this question at you. We're reflecting on your time in Sacramento and the journey of Marshall Harris from Huntsville to Philly to Sac, now to Chicago and all of the different stops in between. Who's making the playoffs first? Our Sacramento Kings or your Chicago Bulls?
Are they changing to that everybody gets a seed playoff format where it's like just all the teams? Because if they don't do that, it's the Bulls.
So
the Kings shots fired on his way out the door.
Where the Bulls are.
Say that again, Casey.
The Kings are not making the playoffs next year, and the Bulls are.
Didn't say that.
I think one of them makes it next year. I'm gonna go.
Chicago was in it late, kind of like the Kings were. Like Chicago, I mean, I'm sorry. They were in it for the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Playing right. Tournament right. Counting.
We were talking about playoffs, not
correct. That's my fault. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Who's going to make the postseason first?
Yeah, Chicago. Okay, wait. Hold on. Can I get like an asterisk? Can I answer this question again in like 2 months once the off season's over? Because I want to see what the moves are made are. But
Let's book this interview 2 months in advance. Marshall Harris, 2 months from today, he'll answer our question.
Yeah, like, look, I want to believe that De'Aaron Fox is going to take this team to the next level. But the problem is De'Aaron Fox and the Sacramento Kings play in the Western Conference.
Hmm.
That's the problem in me answering your question. That is why, like, so next year, if Klay Thompson's healthy, we can add them to the mix, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a playoff, right? Yeah. Tell me who's not going to be a playoff team. I guess is in the. I can do that a lot easier in the East than I can in the West.
Yeah, I'm just looking at Memphis, and that's probably the Warrior spot that they take. Portland. Portland is who knows what happens there. There's not a lot of spots though.
And so you're talking about not just getting your team better, but leaping over teams. And the Kings right now couldn't leap over Memphis with a fully healthy Jaren Jackson Jr. and the way those guys, their young core has gotten better over the course of the last couple of years. I mean, the last 2 years, they've been right there on the knocking on the door of the playoffs in the play-in situation. Memphis, the Kings, like, will be cool to hang around until the last 10 to 15 games of the season and we'll go away.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to take a leap. So unless there's a huge roster change, you know, it's – I'm not saying Monty McNair can't make some things happen. Damian, you've gotten real quiet since I answered your question. I feel bad. You asked me a question. I'm going to give you the – you know me.
I'm laying out and letting you answer. I got 4 hours a day. I only got 30 minutes with Marshall. I got to make the most of it, so I'm shutting the hell up.
Someone in your comments said Bulls ain't got no Fox. I'm like,
well,
do we need to pull the tape of Zach LaVine versus the Kings?
Yeah, we don't.
Calm down, somebody in my comments.
Yeah, we don't. We don't. Like,
what?
Yeah. I ain't saying Fox can't do that. I mean, man,
it made it sound like Fox is bigger than everything else.
Yeah, let's not act like Zach LaVine ain't nobody. Let's not act like Kobe White ain't nobody. We saw what he did when he came to Sacramento.
That was your fault. That was your fault, by the way.
A boy can play.
Right before the show ends, Kenny goes, hey, man, ain't nobody talk about Kobe White all day. Right before the show ends, Casey goes, man, keep an eye on Kobe White. He goes for like 38 that night or something ridiculous.
A boy can play.
Do I want the Kings to be good and to stop your longtime suffering? Obviously. I hope that for all of my people in the city of trees. That's what I... But them tea leaves that I be reading? It's not a good story so far.
Speaking of stories, let's bring you into a conversation we were just having. We were talking about Brooklyn and like excitement when you watch the Phoenix Suns play, especially in the, you know, the home court atmosphere. There's excitement when you watch the Utah Jazz play, especially in their home court atmosphere. Now they're going on the road. It's going to be a little bit different moving forward. But with those two teams in particular, it's like, man, this incredible young talent. And that's one thing that's really stood out in this playoffs with, you know, Devin Booker and Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young, you know, just tremendous young talent across the league. And then you're like slapped in the face with reality, like, oh, we're just waiting for the Brooklyn Nets to get the Larry O'Brien trophy. And so the conversation we were having is like, are the Nets is the super duper team bad for basketball? Like, is it bad for the NBA? Is it bad for the postseason?
No, the Bulls weren't bad for basketball. They weren't bad for the postseason. They were a super-duper team. They won 72 games. I'm like, no.
But how many of those years did it feel like a foregone conclusion?
For me, even though the Bulls were pushed in all their, we'll say 4 out of the 6 playoff runs, they were pushed. I felt like the Bulls were going to win the title every year that I watched the Bulls on the NBA on NBC. Like the Jazz were not a bad basketball team that the Bulls beat. And I just felt like Jordan's going to find a way. But that's more about the legacy of Jordan, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why I try to explain to people who aren't old enough to know about Jordan, like the way it felt watching the game was very different than the way it feels watching like LeBron, whether it was the Cavs, the Heat, the Lakers. And, you know, I just... That what you're talking about is, yeah, it could be problematic in a lot of places, maybe. But, you know, this is the same reason they're probably, well, that money, why they're expanding the college football playoff to 12 games. Mm-hmm. You know, Alabama is inevitable, but they're not always inevitable because they get beat some years. Like, So it's just a phase we're going through. The Lakers won, what, 3 in a row? Like, it's just a phase we're going through. Like, enjoy the runs of your individual teams and see what kind of fight they can put off. And you never know what injuries are going to happen. I'm not convinced that this Nets team can do what y'all are talking about without a healthy James Harden. We're about to find out together.
Who's going
to
beat them?
What's that?
Who's going to beat them?
I think the Bucks could beat them. I think the
Bucks are done.
Who won the last game that they just played against them?
The Bucks. I ain't said they was going to get swept, but they ain't winning that series. I know that much.
Okay, let's see if you change the tune if the Bucks win the next game.
So no, I won't.
Okay, I think the Sixers can beat them. If Embiid's healthy, the Sixers can beat them as well. And I think the Suns and the Jazz, I definitely think the Jazz can beat the Nets. I definitely think the Jazz can beat the Nets.
Without James Harden?
Too many places.
You think they could do it with or without James Harden? Or either?
Either.
Okay.
I think has to do with whether they get their hurt guy back in Mike Conley when back and what he looks like. But that Jazz Nets series would be entertaining to me, because the problem with the Nets is they barely play defense anyway, and now they're playing whack-a-mole defense because they don't know who to stop. In theory, it's like stop Donovan Mitchell, but you forget all those other weapons that they have that can hurt you. Hence, all the made threes they've had every game this postseason.
Yeah, yeah. Two things real quick, Marshall. Number one, you are right about something. Fixings close at 8 o'clock. Wasn't ready for that.
I'm a journalist, Kenny.
They need to set that up for sure. However, Marshall, JJ's Fish and Chicken closes at 11 if you want to go over to Fruit Ridge. You can definitely go get some JJ's. All right, don't sleep on that. So
here's
what
I want. Here's what I want, Kenny. Now hold on. Let me, because that's got takeout written all over it. I want to go sit down in a restaurant, exhale, eat my food, have a drink, whether that's iced tea or something else, and just like decompress after a long day at work. You can't do that in Sacramento.
You can sit down at JJ's. I don't know if I would advise it at 10 o'clock at night. One of JJ's.
Well, the good news is, Marshall, where you're going, you get out fork at midnight. You can pretty much go sit down, have your iced tea and chicken wherever you want to.
Absolutely.
Exactly. That's how it can't.
Another thing, though, on a serious note, I got a text from our guy, Coach Katz, man, and he said, Kenny, I was listening to your show. Is Marshall leaving Sac to go to Chicago? Did I hear that right? If so, give him my best. I really, really like him. Sincerely, Brian Katz.
I love Coach Katz. As you know, Kenny rides with us in our March Madness coverage. Whether I'm going to his actual games or to have him on. I told you, the Sacramento sports community in particular has been great. I was just talking about this with Lena Washington over at ABC 10. Like,
who's leaving?
Who's also leaving?
Yeah, she's going back to Arizona.
We're talking about both of us leaving. Actually, that was a press conversation. But yeah. So like, it's a great city. My girl Sarah will hold it down. We good.
Well, let me say this about Marshall, man, before we let him go. Actually, but before I say anything about Marshall, I got to say something to you. I imagine this was ringing in Marshall's head when he got the call from Chicago. Hey! Here we go!
Here comes the money!
It's time for the Summer of Cash contest. We all can get television jobs in Chicago. So we'll find a way to line your pockets a different way. Your chance to win $1,000 is right now. Text the code word LINE to 72881. LINE, LINE. Text the word LINE to 72881. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. And remember, don't text and drive. When the lowdown ended, Marshall called me right away and said, hey, yo, what do you want to do? I was like, I think there's still something here. I think there's still something that I can pursue. And said, okay, we're going to keep you on TV. We're going to keep you in front of everybody. We're going to keep your name out there. Like, all right, man, appreciate it. I think I'm going to like start a podcast or just some way to stay active and stay in practice. A week later, I went to the beach for a couple of days to kind of decompress. The day I got back, it was Memorial Day. Day I got back, I get a text from Marshall and Joe. Hey, see you in the studio Sunday for Sports Sunday. And had no radio show, was just launching the podcast, but Marshall was going to make sure that I stayed on television in front of our sports audience. I go in, I do the last Sports Sunday before the pandemic hits. The last in-person Sports Sunday, the world, like I'm texting Marshall, like Marshall's got a calendar full of spring training, NCAA tournament, all of this different stuff. And I'm like, hey, if you need me, I'm here. 4 days later, the world ends. And the first Sports Sunday back, where obviously I'm not in the studio with them. I'm doing it from the spot that you see right now, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube. The first Sports Sunday back was a week before D'Lo and KC started, and he made sure that we got on to promote it. So I'm forever indebted to you, man. I appreciate the friendship that we've built over the last 2.5 years. I appreciate all that you have meant for D'Lo and KC, and I appreciate you spending 30 minutes every Friday with us. It's been a blast.
Yeah, man, the pleasure has been all mine. You guys are hilarious. It's so much fun to come on, and from correcting Kenny and getting him back. He's in line now. I got him just where he needs to be.
Your work here is done.
What
I tell you about Ben Simmons, that's how we started this show. I told you about Ben Simmons. They're going to have to move that boy.
Ben Simmons still in the playoffs, right?
They're going to have to move that boy. Barely.
They're about to be in the, Eastern Conference Finals, right? They're about to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, right?
Not because of him, because of Shake Milton.
And on that note, that's the perfect way for it to end. Right there. We're arguing between Ben Simmons and Shake Milton. Marshall, we love you, man. Be safe. Travel over there. I know you got an eventful couple of weeks ahead of you, but we'll be following everything on social media. And, of course, we'll be having you back on the show once you get settled and you're ready to roll.
I appreciate y'all. We'll catch y'all later. Let me get back to packing these boxes and getting rid of stuff that does not spark joy.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.